بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه سمع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: إذا رأى أحدكم رؤيا يحبها فإنما هي من الله تعالى، فليحمد الله تعالى عليها وليحدث بها، وفي رواية: فلا يحدث بها إلا من يحب، وإذا رأى غير ذلك مما يكره فإنما هي من الشيطان، فليستعذ من شرها ولا يذكرها لأحد فإنها لا تضره. متفق عليه. We're discussing the chapter on dreams. In this hadith, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu says that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that when one of you sees a dream that he likes, in other words, it's a good dream, then فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهَا, he should therefore praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over this dream that he has seen. وَلْيُحَدِّثْ بِهَا, and he should relate it. But in another riwayat it is mentioned, فَلَا يُحَدِّثْ بِهَا إِلَّا مَنْ يُحِبُّ, he should only narrate it or relate it to that person whom he loves. وَإِذَا رَأَى غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ مِمَّا يَكْرَهُ, and if he sees an evil dream, a bad dream, he sees a nightmare, فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ, that this is from shaitan, فَلْيَسْتَعِذْ مِنْ شَرِّهَا, he should seek refuge from the evil of this dream, وَلَا يَذْكُرْهَا لِأَحَدٍ, he should not mention this dream to any person, فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَضُرُّهُ, then it will not harm him. So very important, we all see dreams. But as we mentioned before, sometimes those dreams are just the thoughts that we had the entire day, some worry, some concern, or the last thing we read or spoke about before sleeping, then those are the things that will come into the mind. However, there are some times when a person sees good dreams, a genuine dream, then that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a person should praise it. However, from the various ahadith we understand that if you have to narrate it, you have to relate it, when related to, ulama have said two people. In this hadith, إِلَى مَنْ يُحِبُّ, the person whom you love. Because the person whom you love will make a good interpretation. So it's very important. First of all, Allah Ta'ala gives us good dreams. We said it is mubashirat, it is the glad tiding, it is something to give us encouragement, to motivate us. So when a person sees a good dream, it is motivation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, the moment this dream is interpreted by any person, so till then it is suspended, but until it is interpreted, if somebody interprets the dream, then this dream will manifest according to the interpretation. Therefore, say the dream to a person whom you love, or that person who is an alim and who knows the interpretation of dream. Every alim cannot give you an interpretation of dream. This is a complete different fun on its own, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires with their various qualities a person needs to get before being able to interpret dreams. So two people you can relate your dream to, your good dream, that person whom you love, and also a person who knows, who has sound knowledge about the interpretation of dreams. He's an intelligent person. Because these people will make a good interpretation. If you give relate your dream to some person who is jealous of you, to some stranger or some person who harbors enmity or jealousy for you, then this person may give you an unpleasant interpretation. And the moment he gives that interpretation, then that is what will manifest. Therefore, Rasulullah has warned us that do not just tell any person the dream that you are seeing. And if you see a bad dream, فَلْيَسْتَعِذْ مِنْ شَرِّهَا, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for protection from the evil of this dream, because this dream is from shaitan. So shaitan will try and cause you to feel miserable. He'll put waswasa, whispering into your mind. He makes you lose hope. He brings evil thoughts in your mind. Therefore, seek refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll do, when a person sees a bad dream, what he should do. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah.